I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. For weeks now, Libyan rebels have been calling for help in battling forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Well, this evening, the United Nations Security Council responded. The Council has voted to adopt a resolution authorizing a no-fly zone over Libya. 10 countries voted in favor, including the U.S., 0 against. There are 5 abstentions. The resolution calls for all necessary measures to protect civilians against attacks by Gaddafi's forces. Laura Rosen is senior foreign policy reporter at Yahoo News. She's been following this story. First, Laura, what does the resolution passed this evening now set in motion?
It sets in motion most immediately the strikes by international forces against Libyan air defenses so that they can carry out a no-fly zone over the country to try to protect civilians, in particular in eastern Libya near Benghazi, which Muammar Gaddafi's forces have been closing in on even today.
Benghazi, the stronghold of the rebel forces. Now, does this in any way involve foreign troops on the ground in Libya?
No, it explicitly forbids foreign ground occupation of Libya, but it does allow for kind of safe havens, similar to what were called for during the Bosnian War in the eastern part of the country, and humanitarian access to those people. It also has new sanctions on various Libyan economic entities and associates of Gaddafi, as well as himself, and it calls for a ceasefire.
Does the resolution passed tonight require the countries that voted for it to take action, including the United States?
No, it's quite interesting how it allows member states who notify the UN Secretary General to participate as they want to, and other states not to. It seems that the United Kingdom and France, as well as a couple Arab states, want to take the lead. The U.S. also co-sponsored the resolution. I was noting earlier today that while the U.S. is the co-sponsor of the resolution that was passed, there's been a lot of ambivalence in Washington about being involved in another international intervention in the Middle East, and concern among some top people in the Obama administration that there could be unforeseen consequences, backlash in other parts of the Middle East, playing off of anti-American sentiments. So I sense a lot more ambivalence from Washington than they've tried to publicly project at the UN.
Well, is it
whereas France and the UK have been much more, you know, aggressive and single-minded about this.
Right, and France's ambassador made a statement in support of the measure just prior to the vote. Is it clear that U.S. troops then will be involved in this?
You know, it is not clear to me. You know, that Defense Secretary Gates has expressed extreme wariness about this. He's gone quiet the past few days, and I don't know if that's because the U.S. started leaning in the other direction towards international action. To demonstrate the different views, France's new foreign minister, Alain Juppé, actually flew to New York this afternoon. So he was in the council in New York today, too, and was the only person to speak before the vote was taken.
The action itself, in whatever form it takes, how soon could it happen?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if this is misdirection. It's a very dangerous time, actually, right after the vote, because you don't want to provoke Gaddafi to, in the meantime, before you start taking action, killing civilians in retribution. So while diplomats today told me that it can take 24 hours to 48 hours to begin implementation after the vote, i.e. airstrikes, I would not be surprised if you start seeing action sooner than that, just given the concern that, you know, you don't want people to be slaughtered very quickly. And there, you know, there are reports tonight that people in Benghazi are lighting fireworks and celebrating and waving flags. They're very pleased to see this.
Is this, in essence, a declaration of war without an actual declaration, given that it's not just a no-fly zone, but allows forces to come in and use all necessary means to protect civilians?
I think the diplomats at the UN tried very hard not to make it that, to give it a humanitarian imprimatur. You heard a top lawmaker here today raise just what you're asking. Richard Lugar, the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Panel, close administration ally, perhaps channeling Defense Secretary Gates, asking a top State Department official, like, are you going to come to Congress to get a declaration of war before you do this, and who's paying? So you sensed all week in the furious debate at the UN uncertainty about a lot of the modalities of this action, and I'm not sure that all of it has still been worked out.
All right. Thank you very much. Laura Rosen, senior foreign policy reporter at Yahoo News, speaking with us about this evening's vote at the United Nations to authorize a no-fly zone and military action against Libya. Laura, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.